Ever want to learn the sport of fly fishing? This is Bill Bartee saying that summertime, when school's out and the days are longer, provides a great time to start it up. Ponds, lakes, and even heading to the mountains provides a chance for you to start this sport. Come on over to Jesse Brown's for equipment, advice, and directions to some of the best fishing places and to the sport of a lifetime. Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. I'm the outdoor guy, Bill Bartee from Jesse Brown's, here holding down the fort. But we have one more outdoor guy on the other side of the glass, TJ the DJ Boggs.
Good morning.
TJ, I think I got that from John Wilson of Wilson's World.
Yeah, probably. He used to call me that back when I produced his show.
I love it.
Yeah.
TJ the DJ. Fittingly so.
Wiggity, wiggity, right.
Because you were over there with the turntables and all of that sort of stuff that they do not let me have on this side.
Right.
Don Yeager is on assignment, as you will learn in another segment, as you learned earlier in the segment here on the Carolina Outdoors, on his way to a topiary garden here in the Carolinas, one of the most well-regarded. A bit of traveling here. We also talked earlier in the program to TJ about some Colorado or Western travel, if you will. One place or one thing that does not go hand-in-hand, at least with airplane travel, is cutlery, knives.
Yes.
TSA,
not allowed.
They kind of frown on that these days.
Yes.
So don't take your knife to the airport, at least not in your pocket or purse or such a thing. But for many of us who grew up in the Carolinas and all over the place, having a knife in your pocket was just a part of being dressed. And oftentimes my father would say, "You got a jacket? Dad, it's 80 degrees out. Doesn't matter. Could start raining. Got a belt? Yeah, I don't have my belt." You never know when you might need to put a belt around a horse and lead it this way. Do you have your boots? So those were part of being dressed, as well as do you have your knife on you? And we would take our knives everywhere, working on the farm, on a hike, on a backpacking trip, to school, all of the places that you do not take knives
right
these days.
You can't even take one into a concert these days. So.
Yet with that being said, cutlery and knives and tactical knives are having a big play in the marketplace. And we're going to bring Wes Lawson on, general manager of Jesse Brown's, because he is purveying a lot of knives over there. In fact, in as we bring Wes on, one of the brands that is kind of leading the charge is a 30-plus-year-old brand called Benchmade. And we're going to bring Wes on from Jesse Brown's to talk about Benchmade, talk about Swiss Army, and some of the other knives that are available over at Jesse Brown's. Wes Lawson, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, welcome back to Jesse Brown's, Bill.
It's great to be here, if you will. And I find it so odd, Wes. Let me preface our conversation by saying over the past 16, 17, 18 years, the United States has been, the armed services of the United States have been active, as they always are, around the world, but with military ventures in Iraq, Afghanistan, places like that. Knives have been well regarded and well used as a tool of all sorts for our armed forces. And so there's that part of the cutlery marketplace. But then there's what I call the everyday tactical. And I'd like for you to talk a little bit about the relationship between military knives, which or uniformed knives that police, that military people, that medic people may use, and compare it to doctors and lawyers and professionals every day in the city, people who are plumbers, electricians, all of these different people are carrying to a degree for work or for play everyday tactical knives. Can you talk a little bit about the success of brands like Benchmade at Jesse Brown's that are playing with a foot in both camps?
Yeah, and I think you're right. Over the last number of years, there has been a trickle over from what a lot of our uniformed service people have carried and what law enforcement and first responders carry to what the rest of us who aren't identified as such we carry. And part of that, I think, is We believe we want a product that's going to hold up for years of use and abuse and even misuse, that fits the hand well, but also has a certain look to it. So the everyday carry knives and the everyday tactical pieces have a confidence-inspiring look to them, but also a heaping portion of durability and usefulness. And so whenever we talk about knives with folks, there's always a certain level of how do you intend to use this? Is it going to be in your pocket? Are you, you know, using it at work, you know, on a job site? Are you opening boxes with it? Is it just really a nice letter opener? Or is it something that you're going to have with you for any kind of contingency? And then from there, has it fit your hand? Are you comfortable with the blade style? And there are, from Benchmade at least, there's about 11 different blade styles, so we can work through which style you want, which steel is important to you, because there's a whole bunch there as well. But with the popularity of shows like Forged in Fire, knives have become much more in vogue for people who otherwise wouldn't have thought twice about just picking up a cheap knockoff knife. Now they're willing to invest in a high-quality implement that they may keep for years and maybe pass on to the next generation of knife user, because like you said, for a lot of us, you know, when you get dressed in the day, do you have your keys, do you have your wallet, do you have your knife? And it's not because you want to go do scary things, it's because you're going to use that tool at some point during the day.
There's a couple of things that I want to ask you about specifically Benchmade, because we mentioned their use in tactical knives, as you said, the uniformed folks that use them so often. In the 1990s, technology has developed too, as people build out knives. But Benchmade specifically has been famous for not just high-powered laser cutting involved in manufacturing, but they became the world leader in spring-assisted knives or automatic knives. But back in the 50s, when you're watching old movies and you had the sharks and the jets and the musicals and that sort of thing, we would call those switchblades. But Benchmade knives that are spring-assisted aren't looked at in the same vogue as a switchblade, but they are spring-assisted. Can you talk about the success or the ingenuity involved in crafting a spring-assisted knife like Benchmade is so famous for?
Yeah, a lot goes into making an out-the-front knife like those stilettos and switchblades you're talking about. And, you know, the out-the-front category has been just full of growth in the last couple of years. And, you know, for some people it is about having that scary implement. But for others, you know, there are a lot of people who need an easier way to open a knife. They might not have the hand strength, the dexterity to open a knife. That stiletto kind of option, that out-the-front button that allows the knife to be deployed out the front, and then you pull the button back and the knife closes, retracts the blade. There is a practical function there for a lot of people who aren't able to use their hands with the same kind of grip strength and dexterity as the person walking down the street next to them. It also allows for it to be a very compact blade profile and knife. It's light, so it can be put in the pocket. It would be difficult to accidentally deploy, and if it did, that knife will stop very quickly. It will not, you know, it will not penetrate through skin. It will not, you know, impale anybody. It can't do that. So the spring is sensitive enough that it will stop, so you couldn't injure yourself critically. It might be a little bit of a pinprick and you've known you've done something, but it's not going to be an impaling kind of injury. That product line has grown tremendously as more people want that kind of usability. So you have those out the fronts. You have the side opening switchblade, so it has a lock. You can unlock it, push the button, and the knife swings open sort of magically on its own. And then you have the assisted, which is somewhere in between a manual opening and an automatic. You still open it like you normally would, but with one finger. Once you break about 10 degrees in the opening, spring takes it out, makes for a faster, easier deployment. For some folks, it's just because they want it to be quick. For others, again, it goes back to they may not have that manual dexterity, or they may be in a situation where they don't have the time to use two hands. So that could be in a first responder kind of scenario. It could be a uniform situation or any other. I mean, there's countless ways to think about using that. So Benchmade as a product or as a company provides us with a wide range of options there, all of which come with a really robust warranty and their LifeSharp guarantee, where you send it back to Benchmade, they'll put a laser edge back on that knife and do a once-over, see if anything needs to be repaired or replaced that's within the bounds of that warranty. It's just a fantastic company. They stand behind those products. You know, you mentioned earlier those TSA kind of checkpoints, and we carry a lot of those small Swiss Army pocket knives that TSA loves to collect. You know, you still can't carry one of those through a checkpoint. About $14 in your back-end business with three or four different functions there. So you always have something on your person so you can open boxes, open the mail, the tweezers to pull out a splinter and things like that. And we do carry some of their bigger camper and trekker knives as well, kind of the traditional knives that so many of us grew up with as children.
I used to carry really cheap knives, and you know, I'd end up buying them, you know, every few months, because you'd go to use it and it would just, you know, break, or it's just not what you need. So the value of investing in a good solid pocket knife is well worth it.
Yeah, a good pocket knife is kind of like a good belt or good shoes. It makes the outfit, it complements the outfit, it lasts a long time, and quite frankly, you know, a pocket knife is one of those things where when you need it, you really need it. So
right.
you want to make sure that you get the right one and that you take care of it. And when it comes to taking care of it, if you can't do it, come to Jesse Brown's and let us help care for it, clean it, sharpen it, or send it back for warranty work. We're here to help in that regard, especially if it's a product that we sold. Even if it's not a product that we sold you, let us help sort through all those issues and get you back in business.
Well, and plus it's something that you can see live and in person. You can touch, whether it be a Swiss Army knife and see all the multiple functions that it'll do. But maybe it's seeing a handcrafted knife from a local knife maker with an international reputation, Mark Hazen. We have a few of his knives there. And also, of course, the Everyday Tactical Benchmade knife is also available there. Wes, before you came on, I was talking about the uniform that as I came down for taking on a day, my dad makes sure I have my belt on, my jacket on, my pocket knife in my pocket. The thing I left out was my handkerchief. Do you have a handkerchief?
No.
That is what meant you were fully dressed if you had all of those items on. Wes Lawson, thank you for joining us to talk about the knives over at Jesse Brown's. We invite you to come on over and check them out or ask any questions along the way. Also, special thanks to Elliot Boyd from Maui Jim, talking a little bit about optics here on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as Don Yeager going to the Pearl Friar Topiary Garden. It was great to get that report on, as well as TJ, the DJ Boggs, talking about traveling across the United States. All of that was today on the Carolina Outdoors. Get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time.